Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And going over news, they now are claiming the towers did spontaneously combust. And so did this guy in England. They say police typically find burned corpses, but no burned furniture. The inquest by the coroner has found the 76-year-old man did spontaneously combust. And now the feds are saying the towers spontaneously combusted. You know, they're now teaching in firefighting school. Before, they didn't teach this, that a lighter will burn down a skyscraper. Of course, it never happened before, and never only on those days, but they have to change the laws of physics.
Yes, they do that a lot. They do that with nuclear. They do that with heat temp on beams. They just kind of move the bar and just say that's the new normal.
They're saying, we're getting thousands of times higher this size. We'll just raise it 100,000 times. So it's safe.
Well, they do that with pretty much everything in school, unfortunately. That's why they reteach American history. They reteach most things of fact. Convert it to the narrative.
Let's go ahead and take another call, and I'll continue with this. Explosions caused by jet fuel and water sprinklers brought down Twin Towers, 9/11 scientists say. So now they're seeing those explosions later, as it's been proven, as the towers, 45 minutes later, whatever, falling. Those are first, they weren't explosions. Now, the jet fuel somehow got kept and then blew up. Even though you can't hardly get jet fuel to light on fire unless it's been aerosolized, like in the initial impact. Yep. And, of course, the firefighters reported the fires were basically out. But, again, the government says Easter Bunny's did it, so it must be true. Let's go ahead and get you guys into trouble now. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
I'm completely out of control. Go ahead.
Well, you guys have a great show here today. Basically, what I was thinking about was how to get the media back on our side since they've stolen our First Amendment. And
the corporate whore media, that's bought and paid for, people that are thinking about what they're going to be doing that night, or at the golf course or whatever. They're reading off a teleprompter, and teleprompters are bad because it allows the system to centralize talking points and then distribute them down.
Isn't there a way to at least sue them, or at least try and grab it back?
You know, I think the best thing to do is when Fox and NBC and CNN get caught, they've all been caught removing polls when Ron Paul wins and then giving it to someone else. Point that out to people. They're losing their viewers. They're dying right now.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's why the internet is such a pivotal thing. You can reach 6 billion people from your living room. That is unreal. The whole idea that you have to be, CNN now to have a voice is just not true.
No, more and more, it is a true level playing field. And that's why they're coming in with taxes and regulations.
Absolutely.
And openly saying they got to shut down the web.
Well, they got to control it, because just like they could control the airways, now they want to control the webways. And, that the best thing we can do is to get on there, blog, listen to people, support Alex Jones, support people.
That's right, folks. This information is vital, and it's scaring the system. The Federal Reserve is panicking, so they want to counter the bloggers now. They're going to try to run false flags against the web. The Pentagon has said that, to then start shutting it down in the name of saving it. Use it now while we've got it so that the genie is completely out of the bottle. I'd say the genie is about 80% out of the bottle right now. We need that whole thing to come out. The whole genie needs to get out of there, and then let them try to put a cap on it.
Well, absolutely. And, the way things are rolling out is, in the very near future, cable television, period, is most likely going to be delivered through your internet line.
Yeah, where's Al Gore going? Where's his conservative compatriot, his variant, his doppelganger, Glenn Beck, to the internet? They know, but that's why they're going to try to restrict us and then only leave those. Call or make a point, and then I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Basically, I'm just hoping that people find their potential and start rising up. It's our time, and we just have to do something. So that's where I'm at.
I totally hear you and respect that. What I'm saying is you're looking for some magic bullet, and I understand that. Like, we got to do something. We are doing something.
Yep.
I mean, the Federal Reserve is freaking out. Upwards of 90% now want to abolish it. No one knew what it was 10 years ago.
That's right.
They're talking about world government openly now. They can't hide it anymore. They're uncloaked.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to your phone calls, but Harold Yule was bringing up the city-states, the exempt city-states that say they're sovereign. And regardless of what your view, they do. The District of Criminals, D.C., at least in the last 100 years or so, has operated as a private corporation, admiralty law exempt above the law. You've got the Vatican exempt above the law. You've got the City of London within London, the financial system. Israel has basically been set up to be an operational hub and to be a city-state that says it's exempt from the U.N. The U.N. has been set up as kind of this global arbiter or an attempt to get countries to sign on to waive their rights to it, or as a conduit for IMF and World Bank for the City of London to come in and buy them off. So really, it's just a bunch of exempt piratical organizations running around doing whatever they want. I mean, you can, and a lot of people serve one of those groups or the other, or don't serve it. I'm saying I want to be an individual. I don't want these big foreign offshore exempt cities in the sky to be, you know, down here, you know, telling me what to do. I mean, I'm saying I don't answer to you. I'm not your slave.
Yeah, the answer is not to take over these institutions. The answer is to liberate ourselves from them and get rid of them, or just get them to leave us alone and let us go live our own
life. Yes, and you were asking me how do we counter this, and I think instead of always looking at the puppets these systems buy and then fight with each other and the treaties they have and the deals they have, but you know, these groups are fighting with each other always, and the whole Masonic philosophy over the whole thing at the same time, which is just ancient mystery religion, ancient government system, gang mentality, you know, inner knowledge, upper party, inner party, outer party, proletariat. I mean, it's all the pyramid. You destroy the pyramid and you say all the knowledge, release it all. Freedom now for everybody. No more games. And you basically expose the secrets. You expose the magician's tricks.
Yeah, that's. I think that couldn't be more right on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's kind of like we
talk right in that mic. I'm sorry, it's directional. Go ahead.
We know we've always had divine right or the idea of monarchs or kings or pharaoh rule. And like I said, in America, we didn't set it up that way. But that is as old. And the empire idea, this like national city states, I mean, those aren't new ideas. And they've just been interjected into this, the new idea of America. And it comes over here. And yeah, we do have D.C. We do have inner city London. We do have the idea of these overlord that can't be a part of us. You're not. And you're separate.
You're so, a subject.
Essentially, yes. And so, yeah, it is exposing that, but it's also understanding that it is a tactic. Like going back to your idea of the whole false flag, that's happened throughout history and not just our current empire but or America. But, you know, when Gulf of Tonkin occurred, no one really even understood that. It was a tactic that was relatively brand new in the public opinion. And then 9/11, you saw the spike at 9/11 on that Gallup poll. Everything went up. Everything spiked right to the top because out of order, out of the crisis, you can create an order that at some point you'll rally. But it didn't rally long. It wasn't like that it was even a couple of years. So I think exposing the idea that the tactic of false flag even exists is a win for us.
No, I agree. Every time they've got to counter us, we win. Just responding to us, we're winning.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that what's amazing is for the first time, I mean, you watch these GOP debates. I have never heard 4 years ago was the first time I heard anybody, at least in my lifetime, ever talk about the Federal Reserve. And that's, you know, Ron Paul, who they were like, OK, we'll give him his token 2 minutes because he's got a couple followers. Now, all of a sudden, you've got all of the establishment candidates. They all like they have to address it regardless of if they have any intention of doing anything about it whatsoever. They're being forced to address it. And that in and of itself shows a huge
change. First they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win.
Well, I just say even like I've told Harold, I go, you know, Rick Perry, the fact that he got popular on a tactic, it doesn't even matter that it's not that he believes it.
The fact that he had to act like Ron Paul to become the number one candidate shows we're winning.
Exactly, because he's running on Ron Paul's message, but just saying, well, I'm the better package.
But when it became evident that he was the opposite of what he was saying, that made it even worse for him, and now he's on fire plunging to earth.
That's absolutely right.
And now we can watch Mitt Romney spontaneously combust. Because if we just put out his record, it's over.
Yeah. Well, that's why they keep saying, you know, oh, the Tea Party. Oh, everybody hates the Tea Party. And they, you know, after the congressional standoff, they just try and marginalize it. Oh, Ron Paul's message is this message keeps winning.
And what's sick is you get all these local talk show hosts who aren't getting talking points. They think they're smart just repeating it. And every caller's calling in getting mad. And you hear the host just like floundering now. Because but I love it.
It's the idea of the new language, you know, and you've been stuck in a jargon system with a paradigm. You have to use certain words, and saying things like false flag is a scary thing to even say for some people because it's just a new vocabulary that's been interjected into the media stream that is
exactly. It's not just. Yeah, I'm just not going to believe what I'm told immediately.
Well, that's why.
Okay, in 5 minutes they told us Bin Laden did it. Okay, now I'm going to go look at the facts and see if that adds up. No, it doesn't.
Well, that's why, I mean, the fact that the leading candidate had, you know, got ripped for calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme by the media, but it clearly fits every metric of a Ponzi scheme. That's why I don't understand why people want to say, well, what I believe means that it's true.
Well that's like the EPA.
Regardless of whatever you believe it is or not. So you can either embrace it and we can get to doing something.
Well, yeah.
Or people can stick their head in the ground.
But that's like the EPA just saying, okay, this isotope, we'll say you can have 1,000 times higher, it's safe, from Fukushima.
Right.
And this one, 25,000. This one, 100,000. I mean, right there shows this delusional Orwellian thing where they could just say gravity doesn't exist tomorrow.
But hay is a pollutant.
Oh, yeah, now we've got to tax the farmers because their hay is a pollutant.
That's right. That's right. No, it's completed. It's the same thing with the FDA. It's like, okay, the FDA says it's okay, so that means they're bulletproof.
Yeah, now they can radiate. We always think of government's going to protect us. Right. No, they're saying they can radiate. They're saying we can have GMO. That's the incredible thing. When you go study the actual environmental movement, not the well-meaning folks on the ground who don't want to drink poison or whatever, it's always cold-blooded eugenics groups who want to divert you from all the real environmental issues that are going on, and they control the whole debate and make it about carbon dioxide.
Well, I mean, a lot of the not all environmentalists. I mean, I'm very much for clean air and clean water. I think most people are, but
really, it's a power grab.
But when you get up into some deep theology that goes into this thing, I mean, they start talking about this whole global taxing scheme. It's like there's people who are trying to corruptly hijack the system and make a whole ton of money and control the resources. But on the other side, no one talks about the impact on humanity. It's like if you go ahead and you cut off all the oil and make it $5 or $6 a barrel, these people go over and they're like, well, let's go ahead and inoculate. You know, they cry about the children dying in Africa because we can't give them a 50-cent inoculation. But, oh, by the way, I want you to all get sick and die because you burn cow dung to stay warm and not have less expensive oil because, well, we may be impacting the planet to get warmer. I'm just saying there's a cost to doing something, and there's a cost to doing nothing. And
yeah, but the idea that carbon dioxide is the big pollutant, they just chose that as a way to tax everything.
Well, that's
it's cold-blooded from the beginning. They know full well is, you know, the point I'm trying. I mean, I bought the Avatar box set. Okay, I bought it yesterday, and I was reading through it this morning, and you open it up, and they're advertising the Activist Guide to Avatar. It's a book, so I went and looked at it online, and it's this fantasy world where you're attacking industry on Earth, fighting for the blue aliens back on Earth, and it just shows how the whole thing is about this false template of they know there's a revolution coming, so they want to make it about tattling on your neighbor for not having energy efficient windows instead of like worrying about all the serious issues that are going on. Let's jam a call in here. I've just got to do it, or they're going to kill me. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I wanted to let you know, first of all, I don't know about the twin towers of the spontaneous combustion, but I can tell you something. In the political realm, there are twin towers that are experiencing spontaneous combusted, and that's Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, thanks to the coverage you've given that this morning. And so I appreciate that. But I wanted to tell you that about a month ago, I actually got to meet with a congressman from here in Florida named Bill Posey, and I was very encouraged by the meeting I had with him. I gave him a copy of your Terror Storm, and I specifically had told the staffer that I wanted to talk to him about the war on terror since 9/11 was coming up with the anniversary. And I asked him what his views were on that. Now, he's basically towing the party line, believing about Al-Qaeda and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I brought up several points about, you know, that Osama bin Laden wasn't listed as one of the, you know, that was not listed as one of his crimes on the FBI's website, and about the 6 of the 10 commissioners on the 9/11 commission wanting a new investigation because it was fraudulent. And his eyes just bugged out when I said this stuff. And I also mentioned GMO food, but he took notes. And I was very encouraged that I was able to meet with him. And he actually was one of the first co-sponsors with Ron Paul of his audit the Fed bill. And he said he meets with him for lunch once a week on Thursday. So, you know, and I encouraged him, please, that's the only candidate that we should support. If anybody else is supported, we're going to see 4 more years of the Obama nation. So I was very encouraged. The fact that I got 15 minutes with this man and he was open to hear what I had to say.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, go to city council meetings. Go to meet with your congressperson. Get involved. Don't just sit there and go, thank you, Alex, for being there. You know, thank you, Tad, for making the American dream, by the way, available at Infowars.com. It's about getting involved, getting our message out. Like you were saying earlier, out there on the street, every person you talk to shatters the illusion that the mainstream corporate media puts out that we're alone. We're actually the majority. I appreciate your call. Do one more segment with us, a few more calls straight ahead. I'll continue with calls throughout the hour, even after our guests have left us. But the DVD is The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time, available at InfoWars.com. Support the filmmakers, support freedom. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, I'll continue with your phone calls throughout the hour after our guests leave us here in a moment, the makers of American Dream. And I've got a lot of news, obviously, we haven't gotten to that I'll be mentioning and going over as well. But we're joined by Harold Yule and Tad Lumpkin, the makers of American Dream. I want to go to Tim in Germany and Martha in Iowa, Tim, Keith, Chris, and others. But any other points you guys would like to briefly add before we go to this call?
No, I mean, I think the most important thing, picking up what you finished right before the break with, is that people have started to got to get strategic about spreading this message to people. I mean, the reason we made this film, and there's other good pieces out there on different issues, but the reason we made this film short and entertaining and simple and easy to understand was, we're like, guys, here's your tool. Get 10 copies. Give them to 10 of your friends who are not currently on board. Maybe they're just frustrated and they don't understand what's going on, and they voted for Bush and he let them down, and they voted for Obama and he let them down. And it's like, watch the film and see if just one of those people gets on board, and then challenge them to go show 10 people. Like, that's how this stuff happens. And that's what we need to start doing, is finding things. We can't hand them a 400-page tome on Austrian economics and, you know, the things of liberty. But we need to find, like, a 10-minute piece on Ron Paul, that Ron Paul lays out his
We need the 21st century version of the pamphleteers.
That's right.
Just broadsheets that had basic facts.
That's right.
I mean, the power of you. You are the power. You are the solution. Again, I covered it in the first hour. I'll cover it more later coming up. The globalists are panicking right now. The Federal Reserve admits that their image is trashed, and now they're going to try to intimidate people and keep listening to people and then contact media to try to, you know, influence them. It isn't going to work, okay? They have been arrogant. They've just now realized we've already blown gaping holes in them. They're going to crawl off and die. The question is, are they going to drag our civilization down with them?
That's right. Well, I mean, people are starting to look for answers, and the people who have the answer of liberty need to give those other people the answer. They can't sit around with their other friends at a coffee shop and
all of you've got 50 caliber weapons. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got a pretty powerful weapon system here, Death Star level, if you want to give a Star Wars analogy. The Drudge Report's like 5 Death Stars when they, you know, covers real news. But the point is, all of you, even the smallest person that doesn't know many people, by smallest, I mean smallest circle of people, you're like a 50-caliber machine gun at point-blank range of the New World Order.
That's right.
Just start blasting them in the info war.
That's right. That's exactly what's got to happen. And people have to think strategically and go to those that are still wandering around the wilderness. Like, we have to go to them. It's not their job to come to us. We need to go to them. That's the.
But anything that's on TV, county commissioners, schools board, Access TV, city council, state legislature, the power, and don't think you're just going to beat them the first time. It's hammering them.
Yes.
Hammer, hammer, hammer. Let's jam in a call and I'll come back with more. Martha in Iowa, then I'll come back and go to the Deutsche call and all the others. Go ahead, Martha. You're on the air. Or Martina, excuse me. I can't read.
That's fine. I'm just calling. I read an article, and I'm not for sure if it's real. It says the Obama administration is set to ban asthma inhalers over environmental concerns.
No, that's true, and I meant to cover that Sunday. That was in my stack yesterday. So what happens is I read all this news, then I blow up and never even cover any of it. It's just like, yes, they're saying the gas in it is bad for the earth. So they're going to ban that type of asthma inhaler, and it's going to increase the price a lot. But it's all about, we control the toilet. We control the light bulb. We control the dishwasher. We're going to shut down the power plants unless we own them because they have carbon dioxide coming out. Nothing comes out of these new clean ones but that. Water vapor and that, so they're going to do that. But then General Electric gets a waiver. Yes, ma'am, it's true. Europe has banned space heaters.
Counter ones. So Obama, if this doesn't prove that he's working for the pharmaceutical companies, I don't know what does.
Yeah, they banned him. They banned him over the counter. You got to get him by. Guys, will you pull that up? Obama, I think it was like the Hill newspaper. Obama set to ban inhalers. Yeah, that's true.
This says Fox Station.
No, it's real. I read the environmental regulations yesterday. It's real. But again, it's all about, they say. Government says.
Yes.
And then the big corporations that lobby government, they're exempt.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's all part of, Obama works for the hijacked state. That's who he works for. He's owned by the pharmaceutical. It's the whole idea that we're going to control the people, and that every problem is filled with government. That's the mistake. It's like, oh, there's a problem. Let's fill it with government. Like, they're these angels that come down with smarter superpowers.
No, all they are is people that take more of your liberty, more of your money,
that's right,
more control over you. And then there's a huge arms buildup of spying and weapons against us. They're marching around trying to take over, admitting it. They're like, we're friendly. More tax money. Build the army up. They're waking up to us. Gentlemen, great job with the film. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you leave me, I won't miss you. I won't ever take you back.
Oh, crank that up for a minute.
Girl, your memory.
Why don't I just quit?
Won't ever haunt me.
Move out in the country somewhere.
Cause I don't love
well, I guess I already live in the country. Just sit around and listen to George Strait.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
The problem is they're not going to let me do that. They're not going to leave me alone. And they're not going to leave you alone. And that's why I tend to get so angry all the time, is that I'm never ceases to amaze me how ruthless and criminal the control freaks are. The worst elements of society, and we've grown a giant government and handed it over to the private corporations that are the opposite of free market and want to shut down our free society. You know, when I was driving up to Arkansas and back, I saw signs that were anti-New World Order. I saw an Infowars.com bumper sticker. I saw a no to animal ID, premises ID sign in somebody's yard. I saw a lot of people waking up and ran into people at gas stations, you name it, that were listeners. And that's only an indicator of how many people are awake. Guys, I forgot to tell you during the break, saying bye to those guys. Will you pull me out of yesterday's stack? Because that is something I need to mention or put it on screen. Obama administration set to ban inhalers over greenhouse gas. I want to show that. Because I understand that sounds crazy. And I understand I don't want to just have a caller that said she saw it on Fox. And then, you know, she's asking me if it's real. Yes, it's real. Like a woman, I heard a woman on the radio yesterday locally going, is it true Ron Paul's in third place? He says he is, and I don't think he's a liar. And the host is basically like, no. Well, yeah, really, I showed Rasmussen and Gallup. He's at least in third. Yeah, there it is. The Atlantic is reporting international ban on CFCs claims cheap over-the-counter inhalers. That means claims, means gets rid of them. Go to another one, though. That's the Atlantic spinning it. They love it. But, yeah, no, there it is admitted. I saw, I think it was a Hill newspaper one that actually had the text pretty close in there. That's the one that was in yesterday's stack, as if you guys can keep track of all the piles of paperwork I leave behind me like some kind of demonic gerbil. You know, gerbils, sometimes I live in, like, not even so much wood shavings, paper shavings, or whatever it is. I mean, look, folks, if you don't know government, yeah, there's the London Guardian. Obama administration set to ban asthma inhalers over environmental concerns. Now, that's actually Fox Nation. Sorry, it looks, that font is the exact same font and header of London Guardian, which I think is the most pleasing font and look. I think I'm going to have my website changed over to that headline style right now. That's a problem. I have hundreds of innovation ideas that I can't implement all of them. I'm trying to hire people. I'm trying to train them. Then I'm trying to get the capital to be able to do that. And that's why your support of InfoWars.com is absolutely essential. I had my big brainstorm this morning after jogging. Yeah, I'm up to jogging 3 miles, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's pathetic for most of you, but for me, that is far. I haven't been able to jog 3 miles in more than 10 years. I used to jog 6 miles almost every day and lift weights about 2 hours a day. And then when I was about 25, I quit everything, all exercise, quit everything until I was about 34 and turned into the slovenly creature I am now today. But I certainly had a big brainstorm this morning. I even recorded the simple points I wanted to make. But you know what? Let's just go to your calls, and then I'll kind of reassess and go through some of these news items. Let's talk to Tim in Germany, then Keith in North Carolina. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howdy, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. What you spoke with your guests a little bit earlier really resonates and showing true in Germany as well. What you discussed was that they are feeling the heat. We are all turning on them, that they start to losing their heads and that they start to get irrational and try to do things in a hurry. Because what happened last night is that Chancellor Merkel on German state television, the primary channel would be like BBC in the UK, started saying in a primetime talk show to which she invited herself only that afternoon, that was widely reported in the press as well, she started saying that there needs to be a mechanism for the EU to govern against the will of non-compliant states and parliaments. Basically saying there needs to be an end to or a partial end to sovereignty of these nations. So Merkel really went open last night. I mean, we all know that this is what they want.
Well, I want to stop you. That's why I must have a lot of calls from Germans and from Germany, because I see calls from Germany. I see, you know, you're German in North Carolina. That's what I'm saying here. This is earth-shaking. There should be scientists and doctors and playwrights and the most well-spoken people in the world should be out here fighting it, not some redneck from Texas. This is so huge. And before they set this up, they said, you're kooks if you talk about global government. You're kooks if you say the euro is authoritarian. When Herman Von Rompuy said 2 years ago, we are going to set up world government the next 2 years, they engineer the implosion. I told people 10 years ago they would do this in the U.S. and in Europe. They're now merging it. They admit, listen, I told you 2 weeks ago, I heard Bloomberg and CNBC, because I can listen to both on XM, you know, TV on radio. Both of them say the problem is democracy, which we know, again, is another bastardization. It's really a republic. The problem is individual rights enshrined in a nation's sovereignty with the people as sovereigns. But they said on CNBC in the same day, while I was listening driving, and on Bloomberg Financial, the problem is the Germans all want to keep sovereignty, so will the French. So we've got to get rid of their sovereignty. We got to get rid of freedom. And they're openly saying, you want your pensions? You want your future? give all your power to the EU bureaucracy to punish countries that don't follow orders. This is dictatorship, a financial dictatorship. And yes, guys, put it on screen. I covered it last night briefly. Merkel, it was quoting her on the show. Merkel, headline, Europe has 6 weeks to live, and they're going to hold everything you've got hostage. They're going to plunge your markets if you don't do what they want until you give them dictatorship. Instead of conquering you like Napoleon or Hitler or others did with military force, or the British have done, they are conquering through financial fraud. This has been their move. The world government is here. It is earth-shaking, and I can't get the average jackass yuppie. There it is, Daily Mail. 6 weeks to save the euro. Chancellor's warning after another day of financial turmoil. They are implementing all this stuff. So sorry, Keith. It sounds like you're German. Give us your view on this.
Yes, Germany, not Keith. The problem is, as you said, this is a global thing, and what is really regretful to me as a German is. To see, as you stated, that many Americans would have the options. You guys got one of the most, one of the strongest insurance policies against the government going rogue against the citizens. You guys you have the right to be armed. And in Germany, you have restrictions. They use any gun incident that happens, even though some of them looked very strange and had false flag characteristics with them. They use any of these things to demonize gun users, and all of that. And you guys in the United States have that. You guys could really be the ones saving German people from dictatorship again, because if you stop that stuff in the United States, it would really help the world as well, because it would be a strong symbol to these globalists and dictators that want to be these madmen that think they can govern you better than anything else. They think...
Well, let's be clear. They don't think they can govern us better. They are eugenicists who have created a cosmology of their greed and their hatred for individuals. They love sorrow. They love pain. And I've heard people spin it that Germany, because it's the only country not completely bankrupt, is somehow taking over. It's not Germany taking over. It's Germany being sucked dry to fund the private European/US-based British banks that are using the euro as a receivership arm. Take Ireland, the big success story, 10% growth rates a year for a decade, low taxes. They signed the euro last year and overnight are bankrupted. And again, signed on to debt that they didn't owe. God bless you. I appreciate your call. By the way, when Jaron found that headline and then corrected me, it's what George Osborne, one of the central bank guys, said 6 weeks. I was crossing that with Merkel. Merkel said Europe will fail, as if Europe is the EU. See, no, it's not a bunch of bankers. See how they do that? Europe is now bankers. Europe will fail soon if they don't do this. A very similar talking point. They found a slightly different headline about the 6 weeks thing. The point is that, yes, she's running around doing this, just like they said 3.5 years ago, give us trillions of dollars or there'll be martial law. And then notice they said, give us hundreds of billions more for Greece or there'll be martial law. And then another bailout, another bailout, another bailout. This is all designed because the general public has no basic adult understanding of basic geopolitical systems, finances, anything. It's very elementary. We have a group of finance oligarchs that are anti-free market, anti-family. I mean, go read Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. Go read the big French banks, all of them. All of their heads, every one of their heads, openly goes to big eugenics conferences and nature conservancy garbage, and they fund the carbon taxes, the anti-family, green police, all of it. Look, it's very elementary. They create a guilt-ridden system where they teach you that you're bad and progress is bad and you having any type of wealth is bad, so you're all guilty and will live like a slave. Now, for the West, it means poverty. For the Third World, it's a death sentence. And they go, well, you know, some trendies go, well, we got to go ahead and kill the Third World. It's hurting the Earth. You know, it's Avatar, whatever. Don't you understand they blocked the Third World from industrializing and actually having less people. So even in their own argument, they cold-bloodedly did this to these people. Of course, there's areas where there's squalor and people are poor and overpopulated. But it's because they've been forced off the land into compact cities. I mean, Watson's article last night, the New York Times defending a World Bank corporation that sends in troops to just burn down neighborhoods and rural communities and shoot people to put trees on their farmland to lower the carbon footprint. It's nothing but cold-blooded genocide, but because you're looking for Hitler or Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot, you're looking for the last killer, the last scam, the last deal. You don't recognize this one. Because it isn't about personalities. That's why the Greenies have told Al Gore to step down, because he's been discredited. They said, we need a new spokesman, Al. Sit down and shut up. Hundreds of publications last week said, Al Gore, go away. You are hurting us. Why did Monsanto change their name a few years ago and then change it back? Because they'd gotten such a bad name. Why did DynCorp change its name for a while? Why has Halliburton done that and moved offshore? Why has or created new subsidiaries? Why did Blackwater change its name? I mean, it's real simple. It's all about labeling, but it's the same group. There are less than 200 globalists that sit on the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, CFR, head seats, who all sit on the Fortune 100. And all they do is fly around from city to city, from resort to resort, meeting and coming up with plans and having professors come in and white papers they financed and Google giant tracking crystal ball systems that predict the future for them to a certain extent to try to gauge all of this. But all of their super technology isn't going to work once you're aware of them. And again, they're like most Stalins or Hitlers or Vlad the Impaler or any of these crazies, and they get on power trips. They like to kill people. That's the aberrant kind of societal cancer that gets into power. And we've got a case of this right now. And let me tell you, it's only going to get worse as long as they're on the driver's seat. And they're going to try to create bait and switches and put new people in the driver's seat, but going in the same direction that worked for them. And that's what Mitt Romney and these guys are. And Rick Perry. They are from the very same group putting on our uniforms now of liberty to try to fool us. It's very elementary. And these guys are not with us. They put on our uniforms. Here's the dossiers on them that they work for the other team. And if you are so conned by their uniform, oh, but I like their black hair on the uniform. They look politically sharp in it. I hate Obama. I'm going to buy into Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. And you turn your back and they stab you right in the back. It's not even because they're traitors. They were brought up to destroy us. They're dominators. They're criminals. They enjoy it. They sit around and laugh at you. They like bondage. They are psychopaths. And their rulers are psychopaths. Their bosses are. They like it. You like healthy, happy, successful people. They don't like that. Get it through your head. They like black uniforms and stomping on your face. And they hire people that like that. And good people have got to get geared up to devastate the enemy in the info war. Devastate them. We can defeat them so easily. We've got the power. We've got the will. We've got the information. But you have got to start seeing yourselves as leaders right now. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing we can devastate the enemy. We can devastate them 110% every time we take the field. But you got to be willing to take the sacrifice. Not all of us are going to make it through this politically, financially, or physically. I don't care. Commit. A guy in Germany hung up. I was about to go to him. Let's go ahead and talk to... I'll never get back in, the caller from Germany. But let's talk to Keith in North Carolina. We already talked to Keith. Or there's another caller from North Carolina. Okay, go ahead, Keith.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm ranting.
It's great to get on finally here. Just wanted to make a little comment on what you said earlier about quitting and running off. I know that you were just joking, but, I mean, it's sad when you know about Randy Weaver and what happened to him when he tried to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to let you run off. They tell the local cops. Somebody flies an American flag, they want to be left alone, they're the enemy.
Exactly. Well, I got kind of some a couple things I want to make comments on. They're kind of broad sweeping issues. I've been in the Army as an intelligence analyst for about 3 years now. I'd like to say I've been awake for about 2 years, and I've been a listener of your show for about a year now. And I need to bring to attention a program in the Army, and it works in all the services. This is really for the service members here. I submitted my paperwork for a conscientious objection a couple months ago. I kind of see it as I need to be on the right side of this thing when they start taking guns away, if you know what I mean. I think most people in the service don't even know this program exists, and nobody here did until I submitted the paperwork. So I think it's something people need to take into consideration if they fall into that category.
You know what? Stay there. You know what? Skip this break. I know the outro is already going, but I got to hit some financial news, too. Let's just dump that. Network break. Stations should not cut play over this. In case your listeners out there, this is a network break. Now for folks, you know, obviously you're not going to violate the national security letters, but what do you make of the admission that the Federal Reserve has the Army spying on Ron Paul and Ron Paul rallies, including rallies I've been at in Dallas and Houston, and that they now are taking a list of names of Americans that criticize them? That is confirmed. What do you make of that, A, and B, what would make you say that you have to become a conscientious objector because of gun confiscation coming up? Are you getting that intelligence?
Well, Alex, I mean, a lot of people in the Army aren't as involved in the intelligence community as you may think. So I wouldn't say it's the Army so much as collecting on Ron Paul. That's more of like a FBI, CIA level thing. The Army, the thing about the gun confiscation is it's happened before. It happened in Katrina. You had Army walking the streets and taking guns. In fact, the 82nd was down there. I am part of the 82nd. I wasn't around for that, but I was not informed when I joined. The thing is that...
No, but you're saying you're in an intelligence unit, and in case you missed it, sir, it's in Paul Watson's article today on this. The Army, that's what I'm telling you, the Army has been dispatched for 3.5 years that we know of, and is, they do use Army National Guard intelligence to watch in the fetters. That is confirmed.
Okay, Alex. The thing is, it's very compartmentalized. The most you see coming from that directly in other parts of the armies, you'll see just different training. You'll see training shift from looking at things in Afghanistan and Iraq to all of a sudden we're looking at things in the area. So it's always very obscure when it comes down. It's
sure, you're collecting data for the brain bugs above you that assemble it.
I mean, in a way, yes. But in a way, a lot of times it's very obscure. So it's kind of like if Big Army wants to put on a lot of feelers, they might get a little something back from here and there. So nothing, I couldn't really elaborate on that so much, even if I did see something. But it's not really what a lot of people think when they think of Army intelligence. The Army intelligence, for the most part, doesn't go out and do that sort of work. It's played up a lot. So,
well, no. I mean, Army intelligence is mainly meant to spy on in the Fed rallies to create an intelligence, the idea that it's dirty, that the Ron Paul is so evil that the Army has to go out and collect data on him. You know, it's basically wargaming that this is your enemy.
I understand that, and of course, they're ramping up things to deal with domestic terrorism, the white terrorists, all this. But those things don't reach far out of the local place where they're happening there at that time. Like I said, I wouldn't know much about that as far away as I am from that event.
No, I understand. They deliver the propaganda right down to the local specific area to create the delusion there as it's repeated around in a game of telephone. Yes, the conscientious objection thing, instead of just going AWOL or not following orders, you just conscientious object, and they pretty much have to let you out. Or they have hearings, correct?
It is about hearings. There's two interviews and a hearing. There's an interview with the chaplain, and there's an interview with a psychiatrist. And then you have a hearing with an investigative officer. Now, it's a heck of a process, Alex, and, you know, I've had to do lots of paperwork. I've, I had to write a 7-page essay. I had to have reference letters. But it seems like it's going well for me. I've done very well with my chaplain.
Well, what about launching the Libya war without congressional approval? I mean, right there. I mean, the military should have refused to do that. It was illegal. I got to jump. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's illegal. And if you'll follow that illegal order, what's next? I mean, Bush, those wars were bad, but he went and got congressional approval. Obama said, I don't need Congress, even when Congress said something. Folks, that's a big deal. Look at the Super Congress over the spending bills now. That's totally unconstitutional. See, the bottom is dropping out, folks. Once you let them run over the Bill of Rights and Constitution and break the law, the sky's the stinking limit, and none of us are safe. Remember that. Corruption's cutesy for a while, till you reach this point. It isn't so cutesy now. All right. You know what? I'm having to get Ted Anderson up tomorrow, but I'm going to bring him up now, and we'll do 5 minutes of overdrive. And I got to a lot of the news. I didn't get to some of it, but I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Please join us. We're putting a lot of time and energy into this, and it is a devastating attack on the globalists, but it'll be guaranteed to be more devastating if you get the word out, support PrisonPlanet.tv. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here because we've seen gold and silver plunging in the last week, and they raised margins in Asia as well as here to where basically they've knocked all speculation out of it so that speculation will go back into currencies and that manipulation. But the market fundamentals, and now gold and silver have started to spike back up now. Gold and silver, though, the fundamentals are there's global devaluation. So they can pull these games, but long-term market fundamentals are it's only going to go up because the dollar is being devalued. Ted, briefly, break down what's happening right now.
Well, like you said, the CME is raising its margin requirements. It happened in Asia. I mean, the global governments are doing everything they can, throwing their kitchen sink against this thing to try to make gold and silver come down. And they're having some success here just at the moment. But I like that analogy where you say it's like holding a beach ball underwater. There is absolutely no way with the kind of world crises that we're dealing with. I mean, you listen to what's going on. Well, why is gold going down? Read Bloomberg. They're saying it's because there's a crisis going on in Europe right now, and therefore everything's getting sold off, and gold is a part of it.
This is part of the depressionary black hole, but on the other side of it, gold and silver will be sitting the best of any commodity.
That's exactly right, Alex, and they're making it so much, you know, cost so much less, which is just exactly what people need. They need this break. This is the time that people can actually get in before this thing completely.
Yeah, we've seen gold bounce back up some today, but especially silver. It went way down, had a big rebound.
Yeah, it did. I mean, silver hit a low of $27.88 and then up again well over $30 an ounce. I mean, right now, Walking Liberty halves, for example, are trading right now at $15.65. They were $20 here just a week ago. I mean, the bags of survival dimes are a great buy at this time. $20 gold pieces or U.S.
You know,
Eagles.
Ted, you know what I buy. I buy when it dips like this. That's when you buy. But folks will be buying it in a few weeks when it goes back up, when you're selling it at the low price then. I mean, I really do believe in gold and silver and the fundamentals. And I've never sold the silver I bought at $5 or the gold I bought at $265. And I won't be selling now. I'll be buying. 800-686-2237. Give Midas Resources a call. How much is the American Dream now for the two silver dollars and the film and the book?
I dropped that $10 for the set. So it's $78 rather than $88. Again, we sold thousands of those at that higher price. Please take advantage of it.
77, that's the shipping, the book, the video,
everything.
And the two silver dollars, $77, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Or MidasResources.com. Big banners up at InfoWars.com. We'll see you all back live tomorrow and tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.